Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me, as always, we have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this episode, we have two guests entering the chat. You have seen this guy before. We got Shawnee.
What's up, Shawnee?
What's good, cuz?
And for the first time, we have Kel. What's up, Kel?
Yo, what's up with you?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank the listeners and the viewers for supporting. And as always, before we start the pod, we always go over what we have been tuned into. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into?
Still that Yo Dog, just his whole discography, and Big S the Plug right now, his new album. I thought that was always cool.
All right. What about you, Shawnee?
Shit, just the same people for real. Dirt, Herbo. Leafy, he dropped something. I've been tuned into that. I've been trying to give more people a listen for real. Not nobody too crazy, but like just I've been trying to expand more. But it's just like it's like some no-name underground, so
yeah.
Alright, okay. Alright. What about you, Kel? What you been tuned into?
Same thing, Core, Smino, Toby Lou. I've been listening to some new SoundCloud boys. What was it, Tony Snow and Eam Tripling, like Mumble Rap Boys, but they're not bad though. They not bad.
Okay.
I know for me, that new Don Toliver drop, it's all right. It's feature heavy though. Snowfall came back on.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that,
BMF.
Same. I mean, same, nah, yo, fuck that. Me to Terry Pops ain't shit.
I'm gonna just say that.
Nigga, weak will like shit.
He making niggas look bad, man.
Facts.
Making us faithful men look bad out here.
Yo, facts, real shit.
Shit, faithful black men. Bro.
Yeah. So, to start it off, we're obviously not in our usual studio, the Plex. Shout out to the Plex, though. If you're in the New York area, book your events there. If you record a song, record there if you want. We are in the great city of Philadelphia, home of the world's best basketball team.
And football team.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah, here we go.
We are currently in the Philly photo spot, which is owned by our guest, Kel. So, shout out to Kel one time.
Beautiful establishment, by the way.
Real shit.
Came a long way.
So, my question is, what made you, get into, photography and whatnot?
Let me get into photography. It was my first major in college was biology as pre-dentistry, and that joint wasn't working out for me, man. It was not working out, so I had to figure something else out. And I took some comm classes with cameras and stuff like that and kind of just fell in love with it. Started taking pictures, making short films, and then I just started shooting on my own, working with people up there who had clothing brands, stuff like that. So I kind of just started growing into it, and it kind of just stuck.
All right. So, I see you got, a lot of backdrops here. So, what exactly, does this place do? Do you, hold events and whatnot?
Yeah, so I do photo shoots, selfies, events, parties, birthdays, you name it. Basically, a one-stop shop for all creators. So you can do selfies, professional pictures, headshot, product pictures, video shoots. I don't shoot videos, but you got your own video photographer who can come in and shoot videos.
Right.
Birthday parties, we host parties, kids' events, paint and sips, pop-up shops, things like that.
All right, but okay. So yeah, if you're in the Philly area, want some pictures taken, get a selfie taken, or a video, but you gotta bring your own videographer. check out the Philly photo spot here in the great city of Philadelphia.
Home of the best football
Fuck
team.
Y'all.
Yo, they hold us, man.
Here we go.
All right. So speaking of basketball. Kel wanted to talk about these NBA trades that went down recently. So, what about these trades?
Yeah, Kevin Durant to the Suns, man.
they said that they are favored in the West now.
Yeah. Clearly. I don't believe in that team, though. I ain't going to
hold
you. You know who run. You know who really run the West this year.
Who, the Grizz?
Nah, guys, my Nuggets.
Oh, come on.
Y'all saw what Joel did that.
I was there, too.
I was up 15.
We was up 15, bro.
Y'all saw that
shot. It's cool, though, because he about to be a three-time MVP.
It's cool.
Still. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Embiid. Exactly, Embiid. Come on, yo.
It's cool.
I can't say smash a lot. Nothing. My Lakers ain't doing nothing right now.
Shit. Sixers and Nuggets be both second round exits, though, so.
Yeah. I mean, should be sad.
Really sad.
Yeah. Okay, I ain't not my bad. Oh, Art. Had to make sure. Pretty sure I done probably said nigga already.
No, you did. You did. But like, we don't care. I mean, yeah, I got the Suns favorite in the West. Like, I don't know.
Even with Luka and Kyrie?
Look, come on, yo.
That's what everybody was saying.
Don't get me wrong. I like Luka's game and Kyrie.
I mean, he's always going to drop 30 regardless.
But, like, they not... It's just that.
They need one more piece for like another like big or something.
They need a big that can defend. Honestly,
somebody. I don't see them making it past the first.
I mean, they might make it to the second at least.
They probably make it to the second round. Second round.
What you call it? Speaking about the trades, it was crazy because Mikal Bridges. They asked him a question. They was like, "Yeah, who was your idol growing up?" And of course, it was a nigga he got traded for, KD.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn. Yo. Hell of a world we live in. Yeah. Nah. That shit was crazy.
So, yeah, we're going to go back to last year's trade deadline. Looking at how, like, that Ben Simmons, that guy's going on. Philly won the trade. I'm just going to put that out there. Philly won the trade.
Sixers, man.
Yeah, they ain't doing nothing with it.
Bro, he don't even start no more, bro. That
he's out the rotation.
He don't want to hoop, bro.
Yes.
He don't want to hoop.
He not to play soccer.
He not no hooper. He got to go back to Australia.
Yeah, for real.
Y'all think he just got the bag and just pretty much just said, fuck
it. Like, honestly. Yeah, bro, the way he was acting, like when he said he wasn't playing, like just so nonchalant about basketball, I knew he wasn't trying for real no more. And, like, bro, he was still missing wide open layups and shit. Like, don't get me wrong, I'll see him drop like 6, a cool 8.
Damn.
Cool 8.
Bro, a cool 8 on a good day.
Right.
But, bro, he still be missing them floaters and them layups, yo. Like, I don't know what's up with Ben.
I mean, like,
I ain't gonna lie, college Ben was crazy.
Yeah, college Ben,
but I'm mad everybody was saying he's gonna be compared to LeBron.
Whoa. I mean, let's keep it a stack. I mean, I heard that.
Y'all heard that.
Yeah, exactly. But keep it a butt, though. If he had a shot during, like, his run in Philly, come on. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be LeBron, but, like, I got to give him credit where credit
is
due.
He could have been, like, size-wise, but, bro, he ain't got no heart.
No, bro.
He took it from him.
Bro. What do you say, Doc Rivers say he was going to practice and all? I say he took his jersey off and went home. Like, bro, what?
So, jokes aside, bias aside, like, who y'all got in the finals?
I'm going to start with Leek.
What? Y'all start with me?
just because.
I'm going to be honest, I have no clue.
No clue?
I'm going to be real. Even with, like, the trades, like, I know I'm a KD fan.
Word. Yeah.
But, like, the KD with the Suns is still kind of tripping me out.
Like, I'm trying to figure out how that's going. They got Booker, CP3, Aiden. Do Cam still play for them?
No, he got traded with Mikal.
He got traded, right?
Oh, he got traded with me?
Yeah.
Damn, I ain't even peep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, bro. It's a toss up for me. But I'm a KD fan, so I don't know. I rock with the Suns and whoever.
All right, Kel, who you got?
I want to say the Sixers, man, but I'm gonna have to go with the Celtics, man. They've been cooking people right now. So either them, and honestly, probably the Warriors, if Steph come back in the playoffs and they make it. I can see them going for a nice run.
All right. What about you?
Fuck all that bias and side shit. My Nuggets is going all the way.
Okay.
It's like, nah. Okay. But nah, for real though, from the East, Celtics. And if we don't make it, Warriors might make that run again. For I ain't going to lie. Like, Steph is a crazy shooter, man.
Yeah.
If you come back. And then you still got Clay. Jordan Poole be stepping up. Green, he'll give you all the boards and assists. Like, they just all around a good team for him. So, yeah, probably them for if we won't make it.
I mean, bias aside, I got to go with Boston for real. Like, Tatum, one of
y'all
my favorite players.
Okay. Too.
Yeah, we do. 8:30. At the time of this recording, we play him tomorrow. So, yeah, I got Boston and I got Phoenix. People forget Kevin Durant, that nigga still.
I know. But everybody talking all this Phoenix shit, I really want to see them this time then. I mean, they just, what was that, like 2 years ago?
Yeah. But, yo, last year, nigga.
That's what I'm
last
saying.
Last year, yo, what Dallas did to them
but
in that closeout game.
But look what happened to Dallas, though.
I mean, fuck it. That what happened to them in that Dallas game, I ain't never seen nothing like that before in the playoffs. Yo. I was like, yo, damn, nigga, fight back. Like, yo, I don't know.
I think he had a donut that game.
It was like 60 to 20 or something, like in the at the end of the half. Like
Booker wasn't doing nothing.
I think he like 19 points at the end of that joint.
Yeah. Damn. Oh my gosh.
So we'll see. Yeah, we'll right, see. Everybody we'll talking see. All this Suns shit. Watch everybody gonna be Suns fans.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't never. I only know one Suns fan.
I know back a Suns fan from back in 06.
Back old.
Nashville, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think I know any Suns.
I don't
fans.
Know any. That's why I'm like, yo, I'm just throwing off for the Suns. Like, the Suns?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he really went to the Suns, though. Like,
don't get me wrong. Good team and all that.
Yeah, it's like, a good team. Devin Booker, he's elite. CP3, but, like, the Suns. That's random as shit.
Yeah, it looked nice
for
on
KD,
paper, but.
Like, random as shit.
Yeah. So, moving on, we're going to talk about these objects, these unidentified flying objects we done seen. In the air. So, this is your topic, Shoney. So, what about?
I mean, I seen all over the internet, of the book, Twitter, and all that. There was a couple UFO joints, and there was like these spacecraft joints. There was one that got shot down.
That was a balloon.
It was a balloon. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's mad weird shit in the air going on. It's just a lot of weird shit going on right now, for real. Like, I don't really believe in aliens, but. Listen.
They exist.
That's what I'm saying. I don't, but like, I ain't really the type boy to believe in everything. So like, if I gotta see it to believe it, but I never seen it personally. But I'm seeing like anybody could Photoshop it and shit. But like, it's a lot of shit that I've been seeing though, and like all these air balloons or whatever and shit getting shot down. There was one. It was where was that shit at? It was like by a mountain or whatever. Mm. And, like, the bull on TikTok, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said the bull, he recorded some shit, and they killed him or some shit like that. It was his ass.
It's not fun to do.
Damn.
Nah, shit, though. It was something weird, though. Like, I got to pull it up.
It was, like, Bigfoot or some shit like that. I think
it was that, for real. It was just some weird shit.
I think I did see some shit like that.
But, like, I just been seeing mad weird shit going on, like, with mad shit in the air and shit, though, like. I don't know what's going on out here. Like, people playing pranks or what? But that shit ain't funny.
I mean,
shit.
Damn. But
I got that otter bot.
But no.
Full screen ain't crack.
I mean, I'm not going to say I don't believe in aliens, but like, I do believe there's other life forms out there. Yeah. And I feel like they are living amongst us. I just haven't done like a deep dive to prove it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that balloon that was shot down. Okay, and then like everything else, like, yeah, yo, that was like,
they'll tell us what they want.
Yeah,
they want,
yeah, that's
they know what it is. Yeah. All the CIA and all that shit.
Yeah,
I ain't really into like that. Damn, I forget the word for that shit. The conspiracy theorist, yeah, that's what it's called. Oh, yeah, I'm not really too into that, but there is some, though, I believe, but I'm not. I don't go too deep into that shit, cause that shit really get you thinking, though. Especially when you're treated, though, that shit really be. That shit be making you be like, oh shit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't believe it, but like, it makes you like, oh shit. Like,
I definitely be looking at this shit. Word. Like, it be some compelling shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, it's some believable shit, but I ain't gonna be no sucker and believe everything.
Exactly. It's definitely other life forms, though. I feel like.
They said on like Mars and shit, they're starting to try and build shit on Mars. But I don't know.
They been saying that for years, though.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. I move to Mars, dog. That shit.
Yo, you.
What? Yo. So when they start shipping niggas to that drum, so sign me up, bro. I'm sliding to Mars, bro.
Yo, I don't know, man.
Why?
Like, bro, I don't know, bro. I feel like you going to Mars, you just do some space shit out that drum. I don't know what space shit is, bro. Bro, that shit should be hot, bro.
He going moonwalk.
Real shit.
All day.
I would. Bro, I'm getting that drum.
Space boot.
I don't know, yo. It'll be like, what if these aliens are just harmless and they just want to just come down here and just to kick it with us or some shit?
That's
weird, though.
They
like,
conquer.
That'd be a funny
idea. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's weird. What they want to come here for?
Like, they come to Earth to party and shit. Yeah, in the cloud. They just be like, look over it, nigga, gray ass boy just be in that joint. Just getting that shit.
But nah, they could probably, like, no bullshit. They could probably, like, disguise themselves.
Yeah,
probably. Like, I doubt, like, I doubt a real alien will come in and, like,
they be on some Men in Black shit. No, because I remember I seen a video and, like, it was they was in a club or some shit, like, dancing, and there's some dude, like, didn't blink at all on some
I think, I think
Dirk
I know what you're talking about. I saw that.
Yeah, and they was trying to say, and I followed this conspiracy theorist dude on Twitter. He's trying to say that that was an alien or some shit. I was like,
oh, shit. He was in the club and ain't blinked.
He was probably on that shit.
He was probably on a perk, man.
He was on that ping ping. Shout out to me. That ping ping.
But nah,
gotta be.
But yeah. To close that topic, we are not the only life forms out here.
No.
Stay woke.
Watch your surroundings.
Yeah. Yeah, shit,
so,
man.
Yeah.
Look in the sky.
Don't look too hard, man.
All right. So, moving on. There is a tweet from Lindy Amaria. Hope I said that right. She said, "My cousin moved back home because of financial difficulties. His girlfriend followed him. When the girlfriend does laundry, she starts from the parents' clothes, the guys, brothers, sisters, to their kids. I pray whatever desperation phase she's growing through never locates me." So, I mean, I get, like, helping around the house and whatnot. Facts.
Bro,
but, like, I'm only doing my laundry.
Do you know how many people's names you just need for laundry, bro?
Like, yeah, that's too many, dog. You touching too many people's drawers, socks. Like, Shawty, what are you doing?
I mean, that's a nice gesture. But bro, damn,
that's, like, taking up your
that's too much.
That's 2 days at least. That's 2 days.
That's too nice. Like, cook
that's
for me.
Too nice.
Yeah. That's 2 days of laundry. I'm not doing that shit.
I mean, it's a nice
I don't care how much in need you are of that family. You need somewhere to stay. You can compromise. I'm not doing no more.
Wash dishes, cook dinner.
Yeah, like, even it out.
Yeah. Clean up the crib.
Yeah.
I ain't
that's a
I'm not touching everybody's drawers and shit.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Bad drawers. Like,
for real, you can cook, you know, clean the house, dust around, but you wash everybody's shit. That's just, all right, Shawty, you drawing.
I mean, if she want to do it, I ain't mad at it, but, like.
She want to do it because she needs somewhere to stay.
Like,
nah,
you
but.
Washing, like, your boyfriend, father, drawers and shit.
Word, like.
Yeah, that's doing
and
his
brother and sister. Brother and sister and shit. That's a little different. I ain't going to lie.
I'm not no housemaid.
I mean, personally, I'm not doing that, but, like, I'm not. Hey, like if I'm ever in that situation and somebody insists on washing my clothes, I'm not stopping.
Yeah, I'm not stopping you.
Yeah, like,
fuck, no, I'm not.
But laundry
stopping
not even
you.
That hard for real, for real. It's just the folding process for real.
Yeah, that's the worst part of laundry, folding.
Yeah, real,
that's
sure.
The only part of laundry. Yeah. Everything else is done for you, for real.
Facts.
Yeah. I just realized, like I never understood why people hate laundry so much. Like,
probably separating too, though.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends how much clothes you wear.
Yeah, real, true. Real.
I just go to work, take a shower, come home.
Yeah.
So my shit not really that much.
Right.
I ain't gonna complain.
So yeah. If basically that was a quick topic. So basically, I mean, if you wanna help out, do extra help around the crib, get extra credit. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure what you
called,
gain from doing that.
Get double VC for that.
allowance.
I'm not entirely sure what she's gaining out of that.
Mm.
But I mean, hey. Shout out to her.
I told you she
rolling.
Somewhere to stay.
Yeah, that's the like, she snatched a hamper from her.
But it's just like, everybody's clothes though? Like, I don't know. I just can't see myself doing some shit like that.
Right.
But like.
Shit be booming. Like, fuck that.
All right. So, moving on. So, there was a video on TikTok of a woman being kicked out by her son. Yo, like.
Yeah. Yo.
Imagine kicking your mom out.
I tried not to laugh.
Bro, that shit was funny.
I honestly tried not to laugh. But, like, basically, he got his own family now, and I'm guessing he was trying to get her to leave for a minute. She wasn't with it, and then he just like, fuck it.
Packing all this stuff. Oh, you just gonna do that to your own mom?
I'm gonna get the cops involved. Yes.
Yes, you have to go.
It's crazy because Blueface did that same shit though. He kicked his mom out.
Yeah, man. Fuck, man. I ain't trying to talk about that nigga.
Bro,
or his girl, for real. But no, though, like, so, like, if you was in that, I gotta ask him. If you was in that situation, let's keep it a bucket.
Keep it a buck.
Would y'all kick your own moms out?
I'm not kicking my mom out, bro. That's crazy to me. I'm not kicking my mom out.
I respect it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It seemed like his mom is definitely one of those moms, though, where it's like, if you was to, I do understand. I will say that, but nah, me personally, I'm not doing shit like that. And it seemed like, if you ask me, it seemed like he borderline getting into this relationship, so to speak, just so he can do this. Like, during the duration of the whole video, it's my like, man, they say word. One word. Like,
it's like Shorty told him.
He was set up at that
point. Word. It's like Shorty probably told him, you gotta kick your mama or we can't be together type fashion. Shit.
He just went with that shit.
Word.
Like, well, that's what she
one
said.
One of them
mom.
Suck ass niggas.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy.
So, Kel.
I'm gonna keep it a bean.
All right, no, my boy from Philly.
I'm asking your mom. Only listen. If I got a family, you gotta go, mom. I'll put you in a different place, but you can't be here. And she even had no bed. It was no bed in that room, bro. And bro, what is she doing? She's in that joy of vibes, bro. I can't do it, bro. Mom,
she just wanna be around it.
Bro, and she gonna put me on internet to blast me?
Word,
you got out. Evicted.
Oh, that's shit. A rat.
I'll be like, no, like, but it's funny though, like, they got a DoorDash back.
Word. Nigga was packing up mad shit though.
Yo. Placed it right there.
I already knew his answer. I already knew what bro was going to say when he said to keep it at me. All
right, Shawnee.
But nah, no bullshit.
If he was in that situation, are you going to kick my cousin out?
Yeah, he had to bring family into it. Damn. I'm going to keep it at me? Nah. I can't do that to my mom because my mom, she done everything for me for real. Her and my grandma, but we talking about moms, but. I can't do my mom like that because she had a roof over my head for as long as I can remember. So I just wouldn't feel right as a son, as a man. But, like, yeah, if I have my own family, like, I'll have to work shit out. I wouldn't just kick her out. Right. But I'll let her, like, get some time to get on her feet and shit. Like, something. Yeah. But I'm not just going to be like, yeah, mom, I got a family now. You got family. Yeah. I'm just like, mom, like, listen, like.
You're not going to place your DoorDash back in the box.
And stuff, but, like, we're going to work on you, like. I know, like, it was just me and you for a while, but we got to move on.
I mean, me, I know my mom.
Yeah, you going to kick my aunt out? Because, you know, that's my favorite aunt, too.
My mom is nothing like that woman that was on that screen. So, hey, I'm going to say no. But if she was like that woman on that screen, yeah, she got to go. But I'm sorry.
She seemed like she was a problem.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she was just antagonizing boy for real. Yeah. Oh, you just gonna do this? No, like, your own mother.
She was gonna get the cops involved. I'm
word,
like,
yeah, she the mom that you gotta kick out.
Like, why are you calling the cops on me? Like, first of all, it's my crib. Like,
on top of all that facts. How you gonna call the cops on my crib?
Ain't gonna put you on TikTok and go viral.
Go viral and shit. That's make me good. Look like the bad guy. Real you got shit. People asking me why is you kicking your mom out and shit.
So, yeah. So, dude, families. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I know it's a couple people out here like this in that situation.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
handle that business.
Yeah, and be mature about it. Don't go.
I better not see nothing on TikTok.
Like, for real, like that. We just might too. I ain't gonna hold you.
Shit, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, to kind of like add on to that, to go back to what we talked about in one of our last episodes. Do you think like that kind of footage should be footage that even hit the internet?
No,
that's fuck no. That's embarrassing, bro. That's embarrassing.
That's like one of the. I was saying, we was talking before, like, one of the cultural things where it's like, yo, maybe you should just handle that inside. That's, they ain't really had to hit social media, for real.
Yeah. And then now you look, now nobody agree with your nut ass.
Right.
Like, for real. Now you look stupid. Like, come on,
yeah,
yo.
For real.
In front of the whole world.
Setting us back.
For real. So that's a lose-lose joint. You kick your mom out. Now she blasting you. Now y'all both look bad.
Now the whole world sees it.
Yeah. It's a lose-lose joint. Family members see that joint. Like, damn, he got her staying in a joint with no bed. She in that joint. She still trying to stay. Like, what she staying for? Man, everybody in that joint.
Like, I ain't going to lie. Like, now I kind of want, like, I want to know what's going on now, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I'm invested now. I'm invested now. So yeah, we gotta do better as black people. Please, for the love of God. So last topic. I ain't gonna hold you. I feel bad for this nigga. So there was a guy that went through his girlfriend.
He said, I feel bad for this nigga.
Nah, like, it's like, just imagine. Just imagine. So he went through his girlfriend's phone and found out she was selling vagina and other sexual acts or favors, whatever you want to call them. So, I mean, like, looking at the picture, she kind of 120 for 150.
Damn, 120? 120. That's not even a pair of sneaks, bro.
That's a what? A light bill, probably?
No,
that's
I don't know.
Phone bill.
That's a phone bill.
Yeah, my phone bill, matter of fact, $130.
$200 an hour.
Damn.
Yeah, fuck that. Let me start. First of all, it's a lot of OnlyFans and shit going on.
Oh, shit.
So, I don't blame her. So, I done seen it.
OnlyFans and selling vagina is different, though.
I mean, it's the same shit, kind of, though.
Not really.
Well, that's like prostitution.
I don't know, because, like OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, right?
No, I'm talking about, like, the other shit. What she's doing. She's doing prostitution. She's selling that shit.
Yeah.
OnlyFans, that shit a little bit legit. You got a bank account. That shit connected to your card. PayPal. That shit, she got paying taxes and shit.
More open his wallet and just hand her the fucking 120 and shit. No bank account.
Real shit, drug deal joint. That shit.
Under the table.
Right after they done the new whip.
Yo. GTA jump.
Yo. My fault. You can do that shit in GTA, bro. No funny shit, bro. Guys used to do that shit when we was in school, bro.
We
had GTA on lock in, bro.
Niggas put this fucking Skyfall joint. Niggas just fall this
fucking helicopter. We'll catch the truth from bitches on GTA. All that shit, bro. That shit was so
niggas
funny.
Was drawing.
Damn, that shit really is like real life GTA, bro. Like
real life,
just pulling up and just selling pussy. Like I know she probably. I don't know what she doing. Like how she doing if she standing on the corner. Like just
she got clientele, nigga.
Yeah,
wait, hold on. You telling me niggas is hitting her willingly every time they want to fuck?
I'm trying to tell you,
yes,
bro. They're spending a band a week then.
I highly doubt they spending that much.
No, all together.
No, all together. It's a band a week. All together.
All together.
That's a band a week if you want some ass or the chew or something from one bitch. Like, that's crazy, cuz. No.
Yeah, that's
true. I know times is hard and shit, but god damn.
So,
that's crazy, cuz.
If you.
Fuck that.
How would y'all feel if y'all went to y'all girls' pool? And saw that shit,
bro.
Yo, at that point, you
keep it clean. Keep it clean.
At that point, you gotta pimp that hoe, bro. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
bro, wow. Yo, you about to give us some services too, like shorty, yo, your protection. Like, we gonna make this lucrative.
Like, first of all,
damn,
real shit. Turn right into a pimp. Buy hats, some gators or something.
Try to tell me.
Like, listen, I see what you're doing. I'm broke. I ain't got no bread, but look. Maybe do your thing.
I see some momentum. We gonna keep it going.
But in my head, I'll be like, damn, I was wondering where all this bread was coming from. This bitch ain't got no job. Like, what else is you doing? You not trapping. Like,
right.
She basically is trapping.
Yeah.
God, she definitely trapping. She trapping. Pussy.
Yeah, that's it.
That's wild though. Like,
I mean,
it'd be too much.
And then go through shorty phone.
And then
real shit though.
Yeah.
So all right. So then somebody quoted it. I love Kalinda Jugs Bunny. She said that nigga gotta ask himself why she was charging for pussy. If it was a broke nigga, then he can't get mad. Your bitch had to sell pussy for the light bill.
Real shit.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, can you really be mad at it?
That's mad niggas. Like,
and he's still probably hitting that raw too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and he never knew until now.
Damn,
type shit. Like,
that's worse.
But to be, that's why it'd be too much shit going around too and shit. For that. Like, to be selling pussy and shit to four different niggas.
Hmm. Oh my god, I can't.
Plus
imagine.
Your nigga, like,
then you gotta go home and kiss this girl.
Charles.
Nigga.
Oh man, that's the joint you gotta put in her head like, baby. I can't do that, man.
Shut up. My nigga Charles, yo.
Charles Flanagan.
That nigga, man.
That nigga ain't shit, yo. I was like, man.
That nigga, man.
If you ain't watch BMF yet, you
tune in.
Yeah, tune in. But nah, though. Like,
bro, that nigga.
But nah, I mean, if he a broke nigga, though, he would get mad just at the fact that his bitch is cheating, though. But, like, he got to understand, like, she paying the bills.
Is it cheating, though? She's working.
Damn. That's definitely
this cheating. He tried to fuck me up real quick with that.
Over here. Nah, that's cheating, nigga.
Personally, I wouldn't be cool with it. But she doing it for work, though.
Like, so, if she wasn't getting bread, that's cheating, then?
Hey, man.
But since she's getting bread, it's not.
I mean, hey. Like, she doing it, like, she might not love it. She might just doing it for the bread. I don't know.
I mean, we all don't love our jobs. Some of us do, some of us don't.
Right.
Yeah. Shit like that, though. Come on, cuz.
Nah, I don't know, dog. Come on, you got an option. So you could have trapped. Like, you could have been out here trapped.
There's a thousand ways to get money out here.
Like, you could have been selling feet. You could have been doing mad different things.
That's what I'm saying. Feet, you could have been on all that. There's thirsty niggas out here. Like, there's thirsty niggas out here that'll do anything. Clearly, they're paying $120
for the
box. Like, so dude, you can get bread somehow. You don't got to do it.
Yeah, she could have made an OnlyFans.
So yes, because that is cheating. Because I don't. Like, that's cheating.
My question is more or less like for a person, period, that's doing that, right? Yeah. It's like, why even be in a relationship? Or like, why not keep it 100 with your partner? Like,
she loves him.
Yo,
yeah, she loves him.
That's what I do.
She love that nigga.
Can't yo, love me but that.
I mean, maybe
he's spread it. We even on everybody.
Yeah, you come home. Maybe like I got you these sneakers. I'm like, oh, how you got these, John? She like, you don't want to know. We'll go upstairs and start crying, bro. I was like,
but you got them sneaks though, right? That's what I'm saying though. The bills is paid, but your bitch is getting fucked. That's crazy.
A lot.
Niggas got pride, bro. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Three different. That's why, like, no racist shit. I gotta see what race causes though, like. For him to allow this shit to happen after he'd seen it, probably still need them bills paid. So I gotta see what the fuck.
Yeah, like. I kind of need a continuation of this shit too. Word. I kind of want to know what's going on with this.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
rest is invested. Like, yo, you still with her? You
nah,
not?
Nah, I really want to know.
What you do, homie? You
got I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you really need that bread? Like,
I mean, for he might be cool with that shit. I don't know, some people get into that.
Nah, that's what, yeah, they're doobie. Yeah. Yo, I seen a couple movies where niggas, they let the bull fuck his wife right in front of him.
Oh, yeah, I seen that, John.
I forget what that shit called,
bro. It was a cheating, John? It was an Asian, John? Uh-huh. Bro, I would have killed myself, bro.
What movie
bro,
was that called, bro?
It was like a,
damn,
it started with A, too. I can't remember that, John, but that John was crazy, though.
Yeah, if y'all watching this, John, I'll know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about,
cheating
bro.
John, bro.
Yo, bull, bro, bull was slaying Shorty, bro, in front of his husband, bro, and he had to watch it.
Yeah, did he like? Didn't he point a gun at him? Yeah, or
something?
Yeah.
What movie is that?
I don't know. I only saw that clip on Twitter.
Yeah,
I was
that
like,
yeah, that shit was a classic, that's bro. I think wild. We saw that up at school.
Yeah, because it was what the black boy cheated when the hit with the main boy wife.
The Asian bitch was throwing that.
Yeah, she was in that
joint. With it for real,
bro. They was a joint. She was enjoying that shit, looking at him eyeball, and I'm blanking off.
Bro, That's what I'm saying. Like, where is Bull's morals and pride? Like,
I mean, if he cool with it, then I mean, hey, they probably still together.
I wonder if like the roles were reversed, like how a bitch would react though. Like,
I mean, if she cool with it,
because you know, shorties, they call liking a picture on Instagram cheating.
Oh, don't get me started on that shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If the roles is reversed, like, it can't be a hypocrite. But you know how shorties be though.
That liking picture shit, man.
Yo, that's why I bring that shit up, because I...
Don't get me
started. That shit, oh my gosh. That's the worst form of cheating. Liking a picture.
Man. Part of Instagram,
First of all, it's Beyonce. First of all. I like Beyonce's picture.
I mean, I ain't never had nobody get mad at me over liking a celebrity picture. That shit is insane, yo.
Over like that shit any picture is just kind of crazy to me. But that's
what I'm saying. Like, social media ruined a lot of shit for real.
I'm telling you, you get social media way too much weight for shit. But yeah, that's neither here nor there. Don't get me started on that bullshit. So this concludes this episode. And as y'all know, we always give a final thought to give to the world. So, Leak, what is your final thought?
Oh, man, just spread more love, not hate. Follow me on all socials. Keep streaming the music and keep supporting. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Shawnee, what's your final thought?
Support your friends. Support black business. Support everybody that supports you. We came all the way from YC. Pull up on my man's Kel. It's my boy for like 4 or 5 years now. Nigga, IUP. Proud of him. Yeah, just keep doing your thing, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Kel, what's your final thought?
Like you said, stay positive, support black business. You know, keep the dollar in the black family, man. You know, we got to make this joint work, man. We only got us for real, you know. We stronger together than against each other, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
And Eagles going to be back. Just want to say
that. Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely going to be back. Come on, man. Yeah.
So, my final thought is, yeah, basically just follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram and TikTok. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Shout out Swanee Visuals on the cam. Thank you, Kel, for letting us use your facility to record this episode. And I want to thank y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And we out.
Appreciate it.
Peace.